Dreams, Tina Bandabasha. We are the youth living our dreams. Dreams,
Tina, Tina, Abantu, Abasha, Abantu, Abasha.
Dreams.
Yo, Mbali, that's a bit harsh.
Slamming the door and storming in with a face that looks like thunder? What's up, Mbali?
I just can't believe some people.
Yeah, me neither, most of the time. But which ones in particular are you talking about, Mbali?
You know, Ayanda, I don't even know who they are, but they're so inconsiderate. They're driving me demented.
Joe, slow down the big words, sister.
Sorry, Ayanda, I'm just so frustrated and angry.
At whom, Bali?
At people who've been dumping their garbage in our streets.
That happens in my hood all the time.
This morning, the neighbor's children were playing outside and Kazimolo cut himself really badly on a broken bottle. And we had to take him to the clinic for stitches and a tetanus injection.
Shame. That's awful, Mbali. Poor kid.
All because some lazy imbecile simply can't be bothered to wait for the garbage collection in their own neighborhood, so they had to bring their trash to mine.
I hear you, girl, but that kind of stuff happens all over the place. I mean, what are you going to do about it, Mbali? You know that trying to change the world on your own is fighting a losing battle.
No way, Ayanda. We don't just have to sit back and accept things that we might be able to change.
Yeah, Lisa, you can say that, but how can you make a difference? Just one girl against 100 people who are dumping their trash everywhere they want to.
Hey girls, this might be exactly the opportunity we've been looking for.
What do you mean, Lisa?
You know when we went to the Dreams TAA workshop in Bali?
Yeah.
And we were talking about girls taking on leadership roles?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about visualizing the kind of community we want to live in.
And
Ayanda, if Mbali wants to live in a cleaner community where people care about the kids not getting hurt, then she should do something about it.
Hmm. I like the sound of that, Lisa, and I'm keen for the challenge, but what could I do?
It's a perfect project where you could take on a leadership role.
Hey, I'll be happy to get involved too.
We could all plan it together then.
They do say that a problem shared is a problem halved.
Exactly, Mbali.
So where do we start, girl?
We need a solid plan.
And planning starts with setting a goal. So, what do we want to achieve?
Cleaner, safer streets?
Sounds good to me.
And what can we do to make that a reality?
Maybe we could start a community cleanup group.
How, Mbali?
We could go around the neighborhood and see who's interested in getting involved.
That's an idea. And we could make a flyer that explains what we want to do and why, and invites people to help make a difference in their own environment.
But I don't know, hey? It doesn't sound very enticing. I'm not sure people would really want to come.
Good point, Mbali. We need to somehow convince people to get involved.
But how?
Hey, why don't we make it a party?
Ayanda, you want to make everything into a party.
Well, why not? You know my motto, if you make life a party, then you've always got a reason to dance. Wololo. We could set aside Saturday afternoon for it. Get everybody into the groove.
How on earth are we going to do that?
I can entertain the crowd.
I'm not sure it'll really be a crowd, Ayanda.
Well, the cleanup crew then, Bali. It doesn't matter if there are only a few people. I need to practice my new set in front of an audience anyway.
Imag, you have a new set.
Some new tunes I've been mixing. I'd love to try them out.
And you think it'll work if people are involved in the street cleanup?
I do. It's perfect. Who wouldn't want a cool up-and-coming DJ doing their thing on the streets on a Saturday afternoon?
I think it's a great idea.
Ha! Thanks, Lisa. And I'll ask Tabs if I can borrow his portable sound system.
And if people hear there's a party in the street, they'll come outside for sure.
They always do. That's the community for you.
Yeah, Bon. Everyone loves an excuse for a party.
But this time, it's not just a party.
Exactly, in Bali. It's people coming together to do something positive and constructive.
But still fun.
Of course.
You know, I think this might actually work, girls. I'm psyched.
Imanik, we need to plan it properly, though.
What do you mean, Bali?
We need to work out what we need.
And who's going to be responsible for what?
Well, you two are the responsible ones.
Maybe, Ayanda. But you're part of the team, and you'll also be playing your part.
Not just playing my music.
Ha, girl. Playing your music, of course, but also playing a leadership role in putting all of this together.
I'm happy to give it a try.
Cool. Are we all in then?
Of course we are.
Excellent. Let's make a list of what we need. Where's my notepad and my pen?
Dreams, Tina Bandabasha. We are the youth living our dreams. Dreams.
Tina, Tina, Abantu, Abasha, Abantu, Abasha.
Dreams.